This is Senator Al Simpson. First, the Democrats bungled the House bank. Then they fought off full disclosure. Now they're trying to gum up the investigation. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the recent Democrat ploy to block the House bank investigation showed there is no limit to what the Democrats will do to defy the public on this issue. 131 House Democrats, including the majority leader, voted to fight off the subpoena that would release the bank records of every single member. Ted, the American people do have a right to know what happened with the House bank. Judge Wilkie, who issued the subpoena, has pledged to guard the confidentiality of the 170 members who did not bounce a single check. Ted, what the Democrats have shown us time and time again is that they just can't lead. It's time for a change in Congress. You Dems should listen to your old buddy Lee Iacocca. Lead, follow, or get out of the way. And let Republicans clean up the long-term mess before the House and our country are beyond repair.
Al, you love to overreact. You're puffing pretty hard on the dying embers of that House bank controversy. Given the outcry, Attorney General Barr did the right thing by naming a special counsel in the Justice Department to look into the question, respected retired federal judge Malcolm Wilkie. There's a good chance Judge Wilkie will resist the temptation to play politics with the investigation. Confidential personal documents should stay confidential, and House Democrats and Republicans alike deserve a fair shake. And if no laws were broken, they deserve a clear finding that exonerates them. Judge Wilkie did go too far, though, as he admitted himself, when he subpoenaed the records of the 170 House members who did not bounce any checks. They complained with good reason, and the judge agreed to send the records back, unexamined. That's a good sign, Al. Judge Wilkie says no to blowhards like you. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Navy Seawolf submarine. Tune in tomorrow in the Mutual Broadcasting System.